This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
According to the federal government's numbers, we're going to be passing along to our children something like an extra $75 billion in debt between now and 2022-23. Now, it's not because we're in an economic slowdown or we can't afford it. We just simply want a record amount of stuff from government, and we're not prepared to pay for it. I mean, if we were, it would cost the 18 million Canadians who pay income tax something like an additional $830 every year for the next 5 years. And there's no way that's happening, not for the greediest entitled generation in history, because that's the context for all the talk about deficits you're about to hear in the run-up to the federal election. You know, I've read some well-known economists and commentators say we can afford the debt. Well, that's partly true. It'll be about 1% of the economy. But how about a little integrity in the discussion? Because it won't be us who's affording it. It will be our children and their children. We're not paying anything. We're running up the debt. And of course, it's not just the federal debt. We have to add on something like $700 billion more in provincial and crown corporate debt, corporation debt, along with well over $100 billion, if we're lucky, over $100 billion in unfunded public sector pension liabilities. At the same time, our children are going to be paying record old age security payments, literally tens of billions more of their taxes every year compared to what people who are now in their 50s, 60s, or 70 or older pay. I mean, our children will also pay billions more for the baby boomers' health care over the next 20 years. And also, though, I don't want you to miss the big point, especially with all this lazy talk about the affordability of government debt and deficits. It's that the size of the deficit, or whether a budget is balanced, tells us nothing about whether the money is well spent, whether we're getting value for it. For example, how much value did you get from the over $1 billion spent on the Phoenix Pay System? How about the Bombardier handouts? How about the $2.6 billion the Feds just wrote off in loans to Chrysler? Or the severance paid to public sector workers who actually didn't lose their jobs, they just quit them? Hey, we could start with Gerald Butts on that one. Did you get your money's worth? My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.